All right, this is incredibly important. The way the President of the United States is speaking about a potential Iranian retaliation against United States citizens on U.S. soil should concern any and every American who cares about national security or who cares about their safety on a daily basis, because there are very real threats ramping up and being tracked by our intelligence communities. And Donald Trump, in my most charitable interpretation, is just apathetic, entirely apathetic in whether or not Americans are caught up in this war. Not only economically, our gas prices are spiking and Trump quite literally does not care, but also the idea that we could be threatened, our safety could be threatened, and the President of the United States just doesn't care. I'll show you this clip in just 1 second, but let's back up to where it began. Yesterday, ABC News reported that the FBI has warned police departments in California that Iran wants to retaliate for American attacks by launching offensive drones against the West Coast, which doesn't make much sense because the East Coast would be closer. But either way, Donald Trump is fanning the flames of this tension and then removing the mechanisms we have to keep us safe. Just a few weeks ago, FBI agents fired by Kash Patel were working on counterintelligence cases on Iran. Just a few days ago, we learned that Russia, like our number one or number two enemy, is helping Iran target American service members, and Trump is apathetic at most. This should concern every rational American, and we'll break it down throughout this video. You know, we are currently the fastest growing Gen Z run media organization online, and that's because of you all. So thank you so much. If you want to help us get to 2 million subscribers on YouTube, make sure you subscribe below. We are very, very close, and every subscriber counts. Thank you so much. Okay, let's start off with the alert that was sent out right when the war with Iran started. ABC News acquired an alert that was distributed that says, quote, "We recently acquired information that as of early February 2026, Iran allegedly aspired to conduct a surprise attack using unmanned aerial vehicles from an unidentified vessel off the coast of the United States homeland, specifically against unspecified targets in California, in the event that the U.S. conducted strikes against Iran." So this warning came up multiple times that Iran was planning something. I've seen a lot of people online say that this could be a false flag. They're trying to speculate that it would be a false flag attack from the United States or Israel. The reality is we don't know enough about the intelligence or the alert that was sent out to know whether this attack is viable or who would potentially carry it out. There's still a lot to be answered, but it feeds into a broader pattern of this administration repeatedly contradicting themselves and hiding things during this war. This tweet, I thought, summed it up perfectly. Evan Loves Worf said, "It's a war. Actually, it's a military operation. It's an excursion. Iran started it. Wait, Israel started it. No, we started it. It's ending now. Actually, it's just beginning. Actually, it's been going on for 47 years. This is a perfect summary of the administration's shifting narratives on this exact issue. Even yesterday in a clip, Donald Trump was asked if this is an excursion or a war by Fox News' Peter Doocy, and he gives probably the worst answer ever. His answer is so bad that I would bet money even Fox News host Peter Doocy was probably sitting there scratching his head like, did I really vote for this guy?
Yes. You just said it is a little excursion, and you said it is a war. So which one is it?
Well, it's both. It's both. It's an excursion that will keep us out of a war, and the war is going to be, for them it's a war. For us, it's turned out to be easier than we thought.
Yes. Okay, a few things. First of all, this guy looks really bad. He's got pale lips, his eyes are like sunken in, his face is covered in some sort of bronzer or concealer, I don't even know. He looks pretty bad. But secondly, what the hell did he just say? It's both an excursion and a war? Again, let's go back to the tweet. It said, it's a war. It's a military operation. It's an excursion. Wait, they started it. No, they started it. Wait, we started it. Okay, but if the endless contradictions coming from this administration aren't enough to convince you that they are incredibly incompetent, I have more. That is even more concerning. Now, listen, the goal of this video is not to make anybody panic or to make anybody worry about their own safety on a day-to-day basis. There are many things to worry about in regards to this war. The more immediate concern for the average American is going to be the price shock that comes, not only the gas prices that we've seen already, but the oncoming, incoming price shock when energy prices rise and the cost to transport anything makes everything more expensive. Just think about it. Anything that takes energy to transport from one country to another is going to cost more to transport and then cost more to buy for Americans. And that's everything. That is essentially everything that takes energy to transport. So the apathy from this administration towards the Americans' concerns, the apathy from this administration towards potential attacks is so terrifying. The FBI posted yesterday, before most mass attacks, attackers often show concerning behaviors or exhibit signs that they are on a path to violence. You may be in a unique position to observe these signs in someone you know. Knowing the signs and sharing your concern could be the key to preventing an attack of mass violence in your community. Why are they sending out soft signals that there is some incoming attack? This is terrifying, in my opinion. And to make it even worse, Donald Trump is just apathetic.
They try to hit us back. Have you been briefed about how many Iran sleeper cells there could be inside the U.S. right now?
I have been, and a lot of people came in through Biden with this stupid open border. But we know where most of them are. We've got our eye on all of them, I think.
Is it dozens?
They came in through the open border policies of sleepy Joe Biden, one of the worst president in the history of our country. And we've got our eyes on all of them. But the war itself is being prosecuted at a level that nobody's seen before.
A level nobody's seen, as he always says. Okay, so let me get this straight. Donald Trump started a war in the Middle East with Iran. Netanyahu got Donald Trump to start this war, and things escalated rapidly. Gas prices rose. 8 U.S. service members have died so far. Hundreds have been injured. And when Donald Trump gets asked about potential sleeper cell attacks on U.S. soil, he doesn't have some responsible and intelligent and sophisticated answer. He blames it on Biden. He says this is Biden's fault. Biden is escalating things, essentially. And then his verbiage is so weak. He says, we have our eye on them, I think. I think we have our eye on all of them. And he says,
open border.
This doesn't instill much faith.
But we know where most of them are.
You know where most of them are.
We've got our eye on all of them, I think.
He's got his eye on all of them, he thinks.
If it doesn't,
they came in.
And then he goes back to attacking Joe Biden for no reason. Here's him earlier that same day. You could see same tie, same suit. So this was him earlier yesterday, snapping and yelling at a reporter for asking why vet ballots were seized in Fulton County, I believe.
Very well with Rwanda and with Congo, and we hope they're
going to
get along.
Sir, in Arizona, why did the FBI seize election records in that state?
Well, they probably thought the election was rigged, right?
It wasn't rigged, though.
How do you know?
Your own attorney general in 2020 said that there was not measurable voter fraud to change the outcome of the election.
I think it was rigged.
Where's the evidence of that?
It wasn't rigged. You're a rotten reporter.
He said, if you say it wasn't rigged, you're a rotten reporter. So the president of the United States is walking around getting in beefs with reporters because they dare to challenge him on the idea that the 2020 election wasn't stolen. Now, the reporter gave a phenomenal job here. She points directly back to Trump's AG, Bill Barr, back in 2020, saying there was no evidence. There was no measurable evidence of fraud. There's always like one or two people who are caught doing double ballots or whatever, but that actually means the system is working because they're getting caught. If you see a report that says 3 people arrested for trying to double vote, it's actually a good thing in my eyes. That means the system worked as intended and flagged the people who voted double, and that means the number was so small that we were able to arrest them, charge them, and fix our, you know, like remove their double votes. There's no evidence that this is happening en masse with hundreds of thousands or the millions of votes necessary to change the results of an election. To continue, Donald Trump, en route to his Kentucky rally just yesterday on the White House front lawn, is also asked about the Iranian school that was struck.
A new report says that the military investigation has found that the United States struck the school in Iran. As Commander,
she said, a new investigation seems to have found that the United States did strike the school in Iran. Do you take responsibility?
Do you take responsibility for that?
That is what?
As Commander-in-Chief, do you...
For what?
For the strike on the school in Iran. A new report says the military investigation has found it was the United States that struck the school.
I don't know about it.
He said, I don't know about it. He doesn't know about it. Wow. The president of the United States doesn't know about the strike that he's already answered a question on multiple times. Iranian school was on the U.S. target list. May have been mistaken as a military site. The reports are now that they used outdated information to launch these attacks. Incredibly sickening. We're working on a video that we're going to post later tonight on this very topic. So drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.